Rural Alaskans have suffered in recent years from nature, the national economy, and from what people there see as an unresponsive state government. For the last year, the complaints have become more vocal with phone calls and letters to the government officials and the media. The new Parnell administration hopes to develop a better relationship in the bush with the Rural Action Sub-Cabinet. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Attorney General Daniel Sullivan is chairman of the Rural Action Subcabinet, a group of 9 members of the governor's full cabinet assembled by administrative order last December. In that order, the subcabinet was told to study the problems in rural Alaska and to advise the governor on what to do. Sullivan says the instructions boil down to a key underlying principle: how to improve life in rural Alaska. And it starts with public input, opening the process.
You're going to see commissioners traveling to rural communities this fall. Certainly I will be, and I know some of my colleagues will be. When we do that, the plan would be to have really just public hearings, much more public input. We can tell them what we're thinking, some ideas that we've gotten from the advisory committee members, and some of the ideas that we've been thinking about. But getting that input from them, I think, is critical.
Sullivan says he's already begun to meet with Native and community leaders. He's also set up a liaison, assistant attorneys general working within his own office to focus on rural issues. And he has an email address where he would welcome public input. That's at attorney.general@alaska.gov.
And the goal is, this fall, to be focused on these issues, open up the process more for public input, and then hopefully with regard to the rural subcabinet, with regard to our advisory committee, and with regard to the input we're getting from the public, is to be able to have recommendations on some of these issues for the governor's office by December.
Sullivan says since it was established, the subcabinet has studied the declining population in rural Alaska, with a new report citing many reasons for the drop. It's also begun looking for reasons for high fuel costs in rural areas. Those were specifically assigned in the administrative order creating the group. He justifies the studies by saying an understanding of the problem is the first step toward solving it. The subcabinet's also working on contingency plans for fuel supplies this winter. On the table are also the coordination of job training programs, best value procurement that would improve such things as cost, delivery, and training, and connecting communities that want to participate to improve their local services, energy, and commerce. He says the subcabinet works best across departmental borders, members coordinating their own work with other agencies in other departments. As for improving the life of rural Alaskans,
the proof will be in the pudding, and we recognize that. But I do think you, as I mentioned, you have an administration that's committed to these issues.
The administrative trips to rural areas will begin in mid-September, with details coming soon. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.